Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Jenny Nyman. While the coronavirus has interrupted just about every aspect of life, there is a bastion of normalcy this summer: fresh local produce from farmers markets. Market managers and vendors were anxious in May, not knowing how or if they'd be able to operate this summer. The markets operated differently, more spacing between booths, masks, hand sanitizer, and the like. But some things haven't changed this year. Gardens are still growing, and people are still shopping.
We don't have quite as many tourists as normal. It slowed a little bit, but it's not been too bad.
That's Dale Coughlin of Two Peas in a Pod Farm. He's been selling at farmers markets for 12 years and was set up Tuesday at the Farmers Fresh Market at the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank. Christina Land with Grace Acres Farm said the pandemic threw them an early season curveball. They sell subscription produce boxes throughout the season. Payments are due March 1st, and they use that as seed money to get the farm going.
And so a lot of those people called and asked for their money back. And typically we don't, or if we do, it's a percentage, you know, because you've held a spot, whatever. But yeah, it completely just hit rock bottom. We gave all the money back and said, okay, well, we'll just pray and see where it happens from here.
Add to that a weird start to the growing season.
It started off slow out in Kisilov. Usually we warm up a little faster than in town and Sterling, but it flipped this year, it seemed. Some of our stuff outside, we put it in the ground. Ground temp said good. However, they went into a shock, and it was like, what's going on? So because we only till about 3 inches down, and 6 inches down was ice. So we took care of it. We got them going. But it was a slow start.
But Land says sales don't seem to be much impacted by COVID-19.
Sales have been, like I said, starting out in July, because that's when we were able to get started. They were great, up from last year. And even still, sales are up from last year, this time from last year. I wouldn't say that, I don't see COVID having affected that. It seems like more people are more willing to shop local, which I love for everybody's sake, because they know where it's coming from, and it's so much healthier. So yeah, it's been good so far.
Grace Acres Farm is approved to accept SNAP benefits, which used to be called food stamps. They're at the Tuesday Food Bank Market, the Wednesday Market at Soldotna Creek Park, and the Soldotna Saturday Farmers Market next to Soldotna Elementary School. The rest of the week, they sell at a roadside farm stand in Kisilov. There's another way to take home even more fresh produce. The Kenai Local Food Connection, Food Bank, and area sponsors are offering double-up coupons. Moms and kids with WIC coupons and elderly shoppers who pick up senior coupons from the Kenai or Soldotna Senior Centers can double the value of their purchases. Stop by the Food Bank anytime during the week or the Soldotna Saturday Farmers Market to get the double-up coupons. Shop at participating farmers market vendors and double the amount of farm fresh and homemade products you can buy. If you need yet another reason to stop by a farmer's market, this is National Farmers Market Week, and there's still time to celebrate. The Old Town Marketplace in Kenai is open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and Saturday, and the Soldotna Saturday Farmer's Market is open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Be sure to wish them a happy anniversary. The Soldotna Saturday Farmers Market turns 25 this year. It's the oldest farmers market on the peninsula. And that will do it for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Jenny Nyman. Have a great weekend.